If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. No food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. And once again, that's AxisLabCBD.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount. That's actually pretty dope.
But I'm going to talk about that cold plunge I did, which is really fucking weird.
Get up on that microphone a little bit. Let me hear that beautiful voice of yours.
You're making me. I got to pull closer to this fucking thing.
There you go.
Check, check, check. Let me spin it while I talk and let me know where it comes. There's the back part. Don't go fuck yourself.
It only took us about 2 years.
Yeah, well, you can't see shit with the fucking black cup.
I know.
What's it called? So I've been doing the fucking cold plunge. I just started, so I'll say I've been doing it. I did it like 4 days straight so far, right? So it's like it's called like the ice box.
Okay.
And it's pretty much like a tarp with like real good lining in it.
Yeah.
Almost like a cooler would have.
Okay.
And you fill it up. I have a filter on my hose. Of course I do.
Of course you do.
The fucking good rinse
filter on my hose, yeah.
Yeah, dude, all the fucking... Do you ever look at hose water?
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And plus, I give it to my chicken, so I put some... It's like a... It's not like a very expensive filter, yeah, but yeah. It's something else.
But
least.
It filters out some of those...
Like the heavy metals.
Heavy metals and stuff, yeah. That's
good. So, it's like... You get... It comes with these, like, plastic, like, poles, and you put them in, like, there's, like, eight of them or whatever, kind of make... So, it holds a shape, almost.
Okay.
And then you start filling with water, and it becomes, like, a big circle.
Okay.
And you get has a little drainage thing at the bottom of shit, but you can dump ice in it, or like it's cold here now, yeah, so I just let it fucking get cold. So the first 2 days were like, I guess the water was still like getting colder and colder, and like it sucks as you start getting in, and like the first two times I was like it took me forever to get down my shoulders, like each part, and then like it hits your balls,
see, that's
balls
the thing
go
right
like
there,
right into like that like cannonball shape with a little fuse
up in your pelvic area.
Yeah. Dude, when I got out of the shower after I did it today, because it was fucking freezing today.
Yeah.
Dude, my balls look purple.
Dude.
It's like Thanos nuts.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Cold balls.
But it's weird. So, like, it's been filled up. I got to dump it tomorrow. I'll probably dump it and actually clean it.
Because
when I filled it up the first time, I didn't really clean it. So, like, there was just, like, a layer of, like, plasticky grease on top.
Man.
And I was just like... It's all right.
Yeah. You were too excited. Fine. Let's just hop up in there.
Fuck it. I was like, it'd be fine. It's weird because, like, when you get in, like, I do 3 minutes, but I set it for 3:15 because it takes me about, like, 10 seconds to get all the way down
and work up my
courage. I'm a pussy.
Dude, it's cold shit, man. Everyone's going to be a pussy when you have to get in there.
So, but it's weird because I'll go down and, like, naturally you just clench your fucking fists.
Really?
So once I get down and I get, like, my breathing on the control, because I only do 3 minutes, so, like, the 3 minutes and 15 seconds I set my alarm for. And I have to have a podcast on because if not, it feels like eternity.
Keep your focus on it, yeah.
So, like, I'll clench my fists, like, hard as fuck getting in, and I don't realize it, but once I calm myself down... And I go to open up my hands. Dude, it's so weird. Your hands are like, get 10 times colder. Because I guess they're so close together and the blood's still, because you're squeezing, flowing pretty decently through. You open them, dude, they turn like instantly numb. Like, you ever see that fucking thing where people like partially freeze a water bowl or bottle and then smack it with something and like the ice goes off
it?
That's what it fucking feels like.
I know what you mean.
You're just like...
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a bitch when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I don't want to do it.
I'm normally on two
tolerance,
but I can go in, like, let's just say, like, when you're I'm like oh, let's record, and then you get that mood like, oh, I don't fucking feel like recording, bullshit. Like, I kind of felt like that after. I was like, oh, I'll come over at two or whatever, because I was still like cooking and shit, and I was just like, fuck, I'd rather just lay on the couch.
Couch.
I was like, no. Like, jumped in the fucking thing. Instantly came out. I was like, "What's fucking?"
That's what I did with the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get, like, I was sitting at home by myself, and I was like, "Dude, I can't sit here." So I got one to the gym, and then it worked out. As soon as I was done.
One thing I miss is going to the gym, but my pussy ass with my wrist can't.
Yeah, dude, why don't you go crazy and get like huge, crazy legs?
just squat.
Because you look good in a suit. Yeah.
Never do upper body.
Dude, never do upper body. Be like the people who only do upper body.
Did you ever see that? It reminds me of like the one episode where like, it's weird, but SpongeBob like has these super long legs and stockings. Mm-hmm. But can you just imagine I just had the fucking giantest quads and like the littlest arms?
Bro, that would be crazy. It'd
be hilarious.
That'd be hilarious. Because no one would expect it, but you'd be that guy that would be able to like squat anything.
You could just go up and push kick people like through walls.
Yeah.
But then you would throw a punch and your wrist would break.
You would look even better in a suit, man. Those big ass thighs.
No arms, though.
No arms, though. But
I would look good from the waist down.
You would look good from the waist down, yeah.
Then I wouldn't...
What's that one dance that you do where it's like,
make fun of fat guys that can't find their, because they can't find their dick?
Yeah.
I couldn't find my dick. Oh, yeah, because you'd be too big.
What's that dance where you're like this?
The rodeo dance?
That's the rodeo where you're like an Amish do it, maybe?
When you're like, like riding a horse?
Where you're like this.
That one. I thought you were like riding a horse. No. No, you're talking about like the,
the Hasidic Jew dance. Excuse me if I said that wrong, but I've been to Jewish communities, and that is one of the dances that they do, and I loved it, and I did it with them.
They do it. I thought that it was like an Irish dance too. Maybe the elf does it.
The elf did it too. Yeah. Dude, I was in Florida for my cousin's birthday, and we went to a community that was, you know, a lot of Jewish people lived there, but they had their tents. I guess I don't know if it was Rosh Hashanah maybe, or something where they were praying, right? But they were dancing and getting down.
Like, yeah, you thought it was like a motherfucker.
Bro, I thought it was like a...
Sopranos episodes with the Jews?
No.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious.
No, don't. No, they were getting down like it was like some family reunion. Like, mm-hmm. They were getting down, bro. But that's where... I think you should do your legs like that. Just do your legs. Not like go crazy. But if you want to get back into working out, you do legs, strong on legs, and I'll do the upper body stuff, and we'll just find the even ground. We can work out every single day if you want to.
What are you gonna have to? You would have to sit on my shoulders.
I would just
walk around now like you strong upper body, no legs.
From like Little Rascals.
Almost like it'd be like what are they fucking? Oh, what movie am I thinking of?
I'm thinking of Little Rascals when they had the kids.
Nah. Well, it's almost like how like did you ever see Kicking and Screaming?
Yeah,
the little Asian kid and the big kid, and they're like, they make one person.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
That's an underrated Will mm-hmm. Ferrell movie. He gets all fucked up on coffee and shit.
Will Ferrell, he was like a beat. He was like he got nasty at like towards the middle of the movie.
Yeah, he comes with fucking psychopath. Yeah.
Oh my god, what has been up with you though, man?
Same shit that was up with me last week.
Really?
Fucking work and everything. Oh, dude, I have the shittiest pair of work boots you ever seen in your life. They look like the soul is just being sucked out of them while I walk on them. It's like slowly just disintegrating. There's like no soul left. I get my balls broken all the time.
And you won't get any new ones until they're done.
Carrie just bought me a pair for my birthday. But they're like, I'm fucking trash. So like, those things are too nice. And they're not even like work boots. They're like dress work boots. Where they just look so nice. And I'm just like, I'm going to fuck these things up in a fucking week. Like walking a job site or some shit. And fucking... So I'm like, do I have to go buy myself a pair? Because I'm like scared to fucking wear them because they're so nice. And they have no laces, which is fucking dope.
Well, no laces?
No laces on them. They're like a dress shoe boot, but no lace.
It's like there's like a
there's like a stretchy thing on the side.
On the side. I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're sweet.
They actually did get you some nice ones though. They're probably about $120.
They're probably so expensive. Like too much for me.
Yeah. You're like $60. I'm good. Yeah, you need $60 boot. I'm good.
Nothing crazy.
Nah, I hear you.
But it's fucking funny because I was on a job site the other day, and I'm with like two guys I work with. Dude, the one guy I work with just says the funniest, most random, outrageous shit in the world. And you just fucking, you're just like, how? Because I'm sitting there and we're going over and we're like, the one guy's like, we should all like get in a room at the end of this job. And so we can like, just like point out what went wrong and like how we can like fix it on the next project. But the other one just immediately turns on me. Before he gets to that part, like so the one guy's like, we should all sit in a room when this project is done. And he like cuts him off immediately. And he's like, why? So we can just fucking gangbang Vinny.
What?
I'm going fucking first. so I don't get anyone else's fucking glue on my dick.
What?
And
I'm like,
and I just start crying, fucking laughing, because I wasn't ready for it, but I was like, I should have expected it. Oh my God, dude, I was.
What day of the week with this? It does matter.
It was Friday.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that was a Monday. I'm like, not today.
I wish it was fucking Monday because I've been like, this just made my fucking week because I would have been like, oh, no one fucking talked to me. I hate this bullshit. And then he would have said something fucking like that. I would have just cried.
Fridays.
And I was just like, fuck, just make sure you throw some lube on it first.
Oh my God, man. That's gross. But that is very, very funny, man. That is good. That's a good. Worker, I guess, to have.
Oh, he's fucking great, dude.
It's better than
smart as fuck, too.
It's better than a Tommy.
Yeah. Well, Tommy's like the Sleepy Joe of the construction business.
Dude, he is a Democrat, I think, too.
They all are.
Yeah. He tells me how he hates Trump all the time. And I'm like, you're talking to the wrong guy, dude. They I guess, I don't know if because I'm black you think I'm a Democrat or something like that, but you got the wrong fucker, dude. I'm conservative as it gets.
What's it called? Tommy fucking... I never met him, but I can only imagine how fucking slow he is.
Yeah, dude.
That's what kills me, dude. I'm like a mile a minute. I'm like, we gotta just get it the fuck done and keep going. And yeah. These guys are just like, oh, we'll just fucking drag your feet through it.
Too diligent, man. I'm like, I want to get this done. You think I want to be here? Mm-hmm. You think I want to sit here and talk to you guys?
You think I want to stand here and get gang ranked by my coworkers?
Yeah, dude.
Doesn't want... No.
Bro, if some apocalypse shit happens, you better watch out for him, bro. He don't sound like
I texted the one guy because I was telling him about the ice bath. I texted him a picture of it, and he's like, "Watch out! What's his name? In your backyard." I was like, "I think I saw someone creeping over the fence looking at me."
You can get in your car and see him in your back seat one day with some chloroform,
licking his lips. Vinny. I'd be like, oh, "Yes, I don't get laid anyway."
You'll probably be all nice, like, "Oh, what's up, buddy? Is that something wrong?" Yeah, right. You'd be like, get the fuck out of my backseat, dude.
I'd be like, click, click.
Man, I'm tired of work, dude. I'm so tired of work.
But also work, that was funny. That picture I sent you, I pulled up in the parking spot and the car just had
Tell everyone
fucking...
about that, dude. This is crazy, man.
Dude, it's like the third time I seen it.
I just pulled up in another car,
but I pulled up in a parking spot and the car has a milk crate crushed under it. All the wheels are gone. The nuts for the wheels are just laying on the ground. I'm like, dude... I kind of wanted to stand around and wait for the person that owned the car to walk in because I've been like, it's fucked up, but it's also hilarious.
That's hilarious, man.
Because the first time I see it, I just see some girl, some little white ass girl just sitting on the fucking sidewalk, bawling her eyes out. The first time I see
it. Okay, yeah.
And the cop just like writing the report, and she's just crying, and I'm just fucking laughing at the stop sign because I'm like, dude, it sucks. If it happened to me, I'd be fucking furious.
I'd be livid.
But when it doesn't happen to you, it's fucking hilarious. Because it's just like something out of a movie.
Exactly.
Car, no wheels.
Exactly, no wheels.
And you know some motherfucker stole those shits in like 30 seconds and just fucking
did. I'd be optimistic as hell, though. I'd be like, oh, man, the catalytic converter is still there or whatever. Mm. Remember people were stealing that during COVID or whatever?
They still are.
Well, they still are. I mean, if someone stole my tires but left that, I'd be optimistic. I'd be happy.
I'd be pissed. Happy. I'd rather have you steal that.
I
get more out of dude.
Insurance wise?
Yeah. Insurance ain't paying for new tires.
I mean,
new tires are like fucking.
Is that even on your insurance? Think about that.
That's what I'm saying. No, I don't think. They only cover like damaging, I would assume. And like if someone rips out a car part, it's kind of damaged. All right, if they're stealing tires, they ain't paying for shit. Those motherfuckers are the cheapest fucks in the world.
I don't know, man.
Then tires ain't cheap either, man. Dude, they're like fucking $200
a piece. $200 a piece, man.
For
I know
good
that.
Ones.
For good ones.
My cheap ass, when I was driving the Tahoe, dude, I was just going through tires so much.
Oh, were you going to...
But it turned out it was my sensors. They're bad, so the tires leaked.
Oh, gotcha.
But, dude, I was like, I'm not buying a new fucking tire for this thing, so I would go get a fucking used one.
Yeah, or go get a used one
like
for like
from
$40.
From a fucking hood-ass place in the corner
bucks.
Of the road. Yeah, dude. Dudes that can't even speak English. I'm like, fuck you, throw it on, man.
It's good. Like, yeah, that's good, it's good.
Yeah, as long as it reads the same number, man.
You were probably like, I'll see you in 2 weeks, guy.
Yeah, they're like, dumbass, we gave him Honda tire.
Dude, that's so funny. I know exactly what you're talking about because I've been there.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Cheap tires.
That's why, because the car was fucking cheap. I was like, I'm not putting... But then I was like, that was before the baby came.
Yeah.
And then the baby came, and I was like, all right, at least I can do is put on new tires.
Put on new tires.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want to be driving. And I was like, that thing's like a fucking tank anyway. If anyone ever hit me,
the Tahoe. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Tahoe is crazy.
That shit ain't fucking breaking.
Mm-mm. If I could go back in time, I probably would still have my Buick. Because that thing was a boat. I know.
My Buick.
Dude, the Buick was a
is
boat.
Is that a Buick?
That's a black man's boat. That's a black man's boat right there.
That's a black man's fucking.
Tell you right now.
Mustang.
Man, that was that's right a, there.
They love them.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if you see, like my dad, he had a Buick.
Buicks, I had Caddies. Buick.
Yep.
And fucking, what's the other car I can think of? The Chryslers.
Oh, yeah, the Chrysler 3000s or whatever. Yeah. The ones like Bentleys. Because they can't afford to Bentley. No, I mean, no, a typical person can't afford a Bentley, but still, they drive it as if it is a Bentley.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
And I'm like, I love a fucking Bentley, man. Take your Chrysler ass
back when I was patrolling the streets.
Yeah, you always say that. Yeah, yeah. Like, talk to my dad, man. My dad's always had, he's had every car, but never, he wanted to get a Bentley. I think he's still going to get one, but we'll see.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
I don't.
Why?
I don't,
why pay for the car and all these expenses?
I don't believe in buying expensive cars.
No, I don't.
Because I don't got fucking money. But I'm sure if I was like raking in money, I'd be like, oh, I'll get a nice car. But like, I don't feel like if you're like middle class in today's world, you need to go fucking be like driving around in a nice ass fucking car. You know what I mean? Like when you can like fix your house up. Beforehand.
Yeah, out of respect, you know what I mean? I say this out of respect. If you had won $2 million, right? Not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Still a decent amount. And you still had your Tahoe. I think you would probably would keep your Tahoe and invest your money in something else. Like, I like not saying that you would do that, but I see you.
If it wasn't. You if just it didn't lose the air.
Yeah.
And it wasn't leaking like it was. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. Like, you just don't seem like a person that would
run and get the new. I would go buy a new, like. It's not like comparable. I would extend my I would do something to my kitchen, like house renovation or fucking move.
Yeah,
but if I was gonna, I would buy something like stupid over it. Like
you would
like a crazy like I just seen this trash can on Instagram where it makes compost. You throw all your food scraps in it.
Okay,
and,
well you
and know. It grinds it all up and heat and dries it out overnight.
Okay.
And it turns all your like food waste into compost, which then I could just use for my garden.
Only because I know you. That's actually brilliant.
I mean, I'd rather have something like that.
If it works for you, then that's
over
fine.
A new car.
Yeah, over a new car. But you know these people who win money and they like they get rid of all their stuff and then they get new stuff and then two weeks later they're broke.
They're broke, yeah.
I don't see us being like that. I ain't
honestly, I would go broke trying to like I would.
What would you do?
Honestly, what would I do? I would fucking keep this house for like when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go buy like 100 fucking acres in Montana.
Montana.
And pay to like not modernize it, but like there was no like electric around, like run electric to it, run plumbing to it, kind of bullshit.
Okay,
because I just know Kiri wouldn't be able to survive off grid, and turn it to modern day, but like modern day living to like when you walk out back, it's off grid. I would have like a beautiful fucking garden, cows, a horse, some goats.
Sounds so perfect, bro.
And then just fucking, you know what I mean? Because my dad broke my balls today because I went and I got my turkey from Sprouts.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking. One, I know these aren't full organic turkeys.
Okay.
Dude, guess the price on like, it was like a 30 pound turkey. It was a pretty big fucking turkey. It was almost double my size. So I'm going to say like 30 pound turkey.
30
times. Let me Google real quick.
I'm going to say $120.
Let me see.
I'm just going to do 30 times 4. I don't know why.
Turkey average.
I think you could probably get a turkey for like $80.
We'll just call it 30. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But it's like, it was a very big fucking turkey.
How much?
Dude, it was
$101. $101? I was close though.
You were. It was the organic one.
Okay.
Supposedly, Wegmans organic.
That's okay.
It's so big that I know for a fucking fact it ain't organic.
What do you
you know what I mean? Like, they pumped that motherfucker with steroids. That motherfucker was getting shot up probably. It's probably where, like, they can, like, feed it, like, certain things up until a certain age.
Yeah.
Or something bullshit to keep the organic title.
Yeah.
But I was like, that motherfucker is fucking squatting 600. Man. He ain't no fucking organic.
He's feeding that motherfucker Robert Irvin bars.
Oh, dude. I was like, fucking crazy.
That's funny.
So I got mine at Sprouts. Mine's only like a 17 pound turkey. Or yeah. 18 pound turkey. But I'm like, I just made fucking garlic herb butter.
Well, hold on. Since we're on the topic of turkeys.
Grass-fed fucking
when you're
butter.
You're done, too. I want to ask you. Holidays. Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
That's why I bought the turkey, dude.
Well, I'm saying, what is the meal that you would be cooking?
I don't know yet. That's why we fucking turn on the microphone, I just sat down and I was like, I got to make my fucking Thanksgiving list. But I know what I'm going to make.
We don't even know what
we're going to... I'll run through it just for your fucking black ass.
Think about it. We didn't know what we were going to talk about today, but here we are.
I had the turkey I bought, okay? I'm going to brine it.
There we go.
Next Monday, like 4 days before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And my brine is normally, I do water, garlic, onions. Well, salt the water too. Salt the water, onions, garlic, fresh herbs, an orange, a lemon. I cut them in half. I usually squeeze them. And I think that's about it. I actually have it on my phone, my brine.
I've never had a cooked Thanksgiving dinner.
So I have to go buy a fucking... I actually enjoy it. I have to go buy a fucking bucket from Home Depot to stick the turkey in for the brine. Because here you go. Here's my chicken brine.
I'm going to smoke my turkey.
Some sugar, pickling spice, bay leaves, oranges. Yep.
Onion
garlic. Boom. So I'm going to make that. And then I just got grass-fed butter. And get your fucking foot on my face,
dude.
Bro.
My footsie's over here.
So I just bought this grass-fed butter, and then I bought thyme, rosemary, and sage, and I just cleaned that up, pulled all the leaves off every single fucking thing, then cut up the sage, and then I put it in a pan, melted the butter, cooked it for like 2 minutes on low, and then dumped in a container that's like still keep warm,
for
and
the
then
brine.
Pull all the flavor out of the herbs.
Okay.
So I made a garlic butter, which I'll rub... I'll lift the skin of the turkey when it's done brining, and I'll rub the butter on the inside.
Okay.
And then I'll rub it on the outside, then I'll hit it with, like, onion powder, salt, pepper, a little paprika.
And you didn't do this already. This is what...
This is what I'm going to do.
This is what you're
going
to do.
Ask me what I'm going to do.
Gotcha.
So
I'm just making sure, because this sounds like you've already started this process.
So, I start the butter.
Okay, the butter. That sounds so good, though,
that's
already.
That's what I'm going to use the butter for. And then I'll stuff that fucking turkey with, like, an onion, some garlic, and fresh herbs.
Very good.
Pop that bitch in the oven for, when I do the math, however long on, like, I think it's like 400.
Okay.
But I'm actually thinking, I may fucking go different and cook that thing for like 8 hours.
Why not? Go lower and like
and
slower.
Way longer so it just falls off the fucking bone. Because I'm the fucking dark meat guy.
Yeah, I do. You know what? I hate when people give me like a white piece of turkey meat, whatever, or chicken.
And sometimes like my oven's not that tall. So like if the turkey's really big and it's too close to the top, like the top will start to burn before the rest of it crisps.
If it's too big too, right?
Yeah. So I'll do that. I'm going to do homemade stuffing this year.
Okay.
I'm going to go grab probably like 2 loaves next Saturday from Sprouts, cuz they make this homemade bread.
Okay.
Wherever their fucking factories are.
Yeah.
And they just use basic fucking ingredients. It's like bleach.
Bleach. It took me a second. I was like, wait, is he cleaning
they
something?
They put bleach in it.
I was like, Vinny.
It's unbleached flour.
Okay.
All purpose, like, and then wheat flour. Like whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no like added shit, which is nice. So I'm gonna buy 2 loaves of that, cut it up, you know, let it get fucking hard, and I think you soak it in. I gotta see how they do it with stuffing. It's chicken broth, I believe, or something. And then I'm gonna saute onions, garlic, fresh herbs. It's probably gonna be, I think, rosemary.
Yeah.
Cook that all down, and then combine it with the fucking bread and shit.
That sounds really
broth. That'd be my stuffing.
Really, really, really good.
And then I'm gonna do. Kier's family loves fucking taters.
Taters?
Taters.
They're like a tots. French fry or tots.
Tater over there, Cletus.
Oh my goodness. That's a fucking accent, dude. What the fuck was that?
That was my hillbilly.
Oh,
hey, Cletus, you get the fucking taters over there?
I don't know, Cletus.
Hey, Cletus, you get our tater tot.
These taters aren't tasting too tarnation.
Damn,
good. I was doing a Simple Jack.
Simple Jack. Oh, that's great. Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder, yeah.
Fucking best movie
ever. I think that's on
that's so funny, dude.
I think that's on Netflix.
That's or the last time you would someone would ever be able to do blackface,
dude. I don't get that.
It's so fucking funny. Yo, dude, like, I'm a man playing a black man.
Black man in disguise playing another dude.
Yeah, he's playing another guy.
I real quick,
who you calling brother?
Yeah, who you calling brother? I find it so annoying that like, okay, people laugh when Dave Chappelle did whiteface, right?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Like the white swap episode, yeah. And he's like, can I stick my penis through my pajamas?
white chicks. It's hilarious. But then people do that racist stuff where they're like, oh, well, you did it to us for this, so we're getting you back. Like, but now you're just doing tit for tat. So now,
dude,
like,
I think it's fucking hilarious.
I think it's hilarious.
If it's for comedy.
If it's for comedy, I'm all for it, man. But like, don't make it funny when it's funny for you. You know what I mean? Like, let us have our moment. So I think blackface and whiteface, I think at this point, I just think it's funny.
Oh, that's great.
I think it's hilarious. I give Robert Downey. I give him every award for that.
He is probably one of his best fucking
That was the
movies.
Best. That was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, it's so funny.
I thought he was a brother after that, man. I didn't even look at him the same.
I thought he was a brother when I first seen him. And then I'm like, wait, that guy's white.
Dude, it was such a good one. Thank you for saying that, man. I think everyone should.
So back to my fucking dinner.
Back to dinner.
Taters. I think I'm going to do a purple potato mash.
Purple to okay, you're gonna leave the skins on?
No, so they had like purple tomatoes or purple tomatoes.
Oh,
purple
potatoes.
Potatoes. I'm gonna do mash purple. Like I'm gonna mash those.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I don't know. Right. Oh. I love the purple ones. So
I'll act like I'll
do like a garlic, thyme, mashed potato, creamy mashed potato.
That sounds
some
really good.
Cream to it.
That sounds really good.
Whisk that bitch up.
That sounds really fucking good.
And then I'll make the gravy, obviously from the pan. I'll make fresh, fresh gravy.
Yeah, heat it up and then.
Yeah.
What do you put in it to thicken it up usually?
So I normally just do flour and whisk it.
Yeah.
But I've seen a thing. You're technically supposed to cook the flour with butter first before you dump it in
and then whisk it.
Yeah, that's the proper way.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll probably do that.
Yeah.
So make it right because sometimes if you just dump the flour in, I notice, or if you're not sprinkling the flour in while you're fucking whisking.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get like cooked flour, little tiny clumps. Flour balls. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I hate when that happens, especially when you're doing a steak or something like that.
Yeah,
you're trying to roux it up a little bit, make your own gravy.
Mm-hmm.
But I started using, I forgot what else I started using, to thicken it up, kind of like how you do it for stew. I don't know if it's cornstarch.
Little
bit of cornstarch, and it thickens it up good, but not, because flour, sometimes I throw it in there like I'm making dough sometimes, dude.
If you do too much, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. And then it just tastes all gritty.
Mm.
Oh man, but that sounds really good. I want to make sure.
And then there's one thing I go. I won't eat it fresh because I just love. And this is out of character. You're gonna be like, what? Canned cranberry sauce is my fucking favorite thing.
I used to hate it.
It pairs so perfect with dark meat turkey and a piece of stuffing with gravy on it, all together, one bite on a fork. Best bite.
Do you know who you're talking to, dude?
Also, I'm probably gonna have to make green beans.
Yo, if you need, you make green beans?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate green beans.
Do you?
Yeah, but Kier and her family love them. So I just saute them in butter, salt, pepper,
vinegar.
I don't do the cold vinegar. My dad likes the cold vinegar.
Yeah, your dad's got it right.
Yeah. But Cam likes her stream beans as well a lot.
Yeah.
Brother, it's not even the taste thing. It's the when I bite it when I was younger, it would be like that weird. You would hear the Robbie sound.
Yeah,
and it fucking get it
just gets you.
I would never fucking eat them. I hated them. It's like the one vegetable I didn't eat.
You got some greens, man.
I was actually thinking about doing. I've been loving broccolini.
Broccolini. What is this?
It's the female plant
of.
Broccoli. Yeah. So it's like broccoli thinner stalks, and it's not the flowers, like the buds on the flower are branched out more.
I never heard of that.
So it's not like the top of the
broccoli. Yeah, it's all bunched.
Yeah, it's all bunched. Mm-hmm. This is spread out.
Okay.
If you fucking cook, like I'll cook it on the Blackstone, but last time I just baked it in the oven. I just olive oiled it, salt, pepper,
yeah,
garlic powder, onion powder, and like a little paprika, and I just... just all together. Yeah. Like, you rubbed it, and I put on a baking sheet, and I think I did, like, 350 for whatever. That's what I did for broccoli. Dude, it almost becomes, like, a kale chip kind of thing, but like, with a heart, like, a really delicious stalk.
Yeah.
And you just salt them when they're done, dude.
It's a nice little crunchy thing.
I could eat them as a snack. It's so good.
That sounds really good.
It's so fucking good.
That's what it reminds me of.
I mean, it's not like the consistency of a kale chip, but like the flowers get real like charred and crunchy, and then you just
that's what I like.
Oh, it's so good.
That's what I like, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm not on my duty of cooking Thanksgiving yet, but I'm in charge of doing brunch this year. So I got like 80. I got like my 4 probes for. I'm gonna cook like some steak and eggs. You know, doing some pancakes, waffles, all that stuff.
I have a beautiful pancake mix.
Yo, actually, I would. You know what it is?
I can give you.
Yeah, I was going to say. A lot. I don't make pancakes often, but I want them to be crispy.
So.
You know what I mean? Like the crispy edges.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how long you cook in the pan for, but my pancake mix is bomb. You just got to do a little. So it's going to make you make a lot, but then you scoop like a cup out and then. You put it in a bowl, and it'll explain it. But then you always have, like, a set side of pancake mix.
This is, like, real airy. I like my airy pancakes, man.
So you just got to get – it's all about your pan. But, yes, it's very – they're fluffy.
Nice.
But not, like, overly fluffy.
Yeah, no, overly fluffy. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to send it to you now because I actually just bought heavy cream for mine. Or, no, buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
So, see how it comes out. But, because I never use buttermilk, but I do like that, like flour fucking recipe, an egg. I'm going to do a little bit, some buttermilk. I normally add butter, but I'm going to do buttermilk.
Buttermilk? I mean,
I never used buttermilk before. So,
no?
Yeah.
I love buttermilk, man. It's definitely good for marinating too if you ever use it.
Yeah. I'm going to do like 1 cup of buttermilk, a large egg. Do some melted butter.
You have
a little vanilla extract. You do,
yeah. Ugh. Ooh, that's gonna be good. Yeah, or yeah,
solid
vanilla extract or almond. Either one. They both taste good. Pancake mix. Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you. Birria tacos, man.
Huh?
Birria tacos. What? Birria.
The ones you made. They look trash.
Bro, they were fabulous, bro.
Look like shit.
They were completely...
I was like, did he go to Taco Bell?
No, dude. These like, and I've had them from, you know, Mexican restaurants, bro. And they're always good.
It always tastes better, though, when you take the time to cook something.
Bro, that's what...
I think it's the best
it
thing.
It took 3 hours.
That's how I get.
Yeah, it took 3 hours to make, but you know what I did? The sauce, the consomme sauce, just peppers, onions, garlic, and stuff like that. And you just cook the meat down in that sauce, and that's what makes the actual broth for dipping. But I don't know if you ever had...
This place on Blackwood Clementon Road does them beautiful.
We gotta make them one day. Like one day, let's just make them and just
we hold dicks.
Do a podcast. Well, if we need to, let's eat first. You know what I mean? I want them getting soggy on us, but dude, we need to have a new cook day where we just cook food.
I feel like I'm just picturing. What are we gonna be in, like matching aprons? Like,
dude, we can.
You chop the onions. I'll take care of the garlic. Kevin.
Sounds good to me, man. You know how long it took for us to get on this, like a good playing field where we're not like button heads and stuff like that?
Curie's gonna come in, and be like, "You bitches done?
Oh yes.
Yeah, we're done, but you ain't getting
the pot roast is in the oven.
Okay, now we have to. She would be our test rat. She would definitely be our test rat. I was like, hey, what do you think,
dude? Penn State is blowing this fuck.
I know. That's what I'm over here just looking. I'm like, what the heck? They definitely blew this game though.
They're out. Their chance is gone.
Well, yeah.
There's a flag.
Yeah, it don't even matter.
There's only 4 minutes left.
Yeah, don't.
It sucks, man. I'm so upset the Phillies are over.
I know.
I never watched more baseball.
I know.
This year than ever in my life combined, because I just love the new pitch clock rule, because games go by so much faster.
Yeah.
It's, like, interesting. But I did, because I had something to watch, like, every other day. Now I just, like, I come home and I'm like... Okay.
What do I watch now?
Because I haven't gamed either in like fucking 3 months.
Really? Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah.
I noticed you haven't. Yeah. You didn't even buy the new Call of Duty, did you?
Didn't come out yet. Oh, it came out yesterday.
I got it. Yeah,
it did come out yesterday.
I was going to ask if you wanted it.
I was going to wait for...
I was going to pick you up a copy, but I was like, I don't know.
Pick me up a copy? What are you, fucking living in 1960?
I got some money.
Kev, it's you downloaded to your Xbox.
Nah, not with Modern Warfare. I always buy them, and I keep them as like
a... What am I, a fucking peasant gonna go to GameStop?
Yeah, I went to GameStop, dude. I even got the beta, too.
There's probably no one there, because everyone can just download
it. No lie, man.
No, I actually... Can you play zombies yet already?
Yeah.
I'll probably download it fucking right after this, so I can play some zombies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is... these are the only games I have.
Zombies are like a separate thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, the zombies, they have an open world zombie.
I know.
Which is the one, and I think they have the traditional zombie.
They do, they have both,
okay. I didn't play them, both of them, yeah, I only played the one. The DMZ, the zombie type one, I'm gonna be honest with you, mm-hmm. it's dumb.
Is it?
It's stupid.
The open world one?
It's just boring. Like, after the first 10 minutes, you're running around, and it's not like you're killing other people and zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I prefer the hordes of zombies.
So do I. I think it's way better.
But it does get real, like, because you can drive around.
See, now I'm like, fuck, let me download. It's going to take like 3 hours to download.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you had it wired up.
I know. Okay. It's a fucking Call of Duty. It always takes fucking forever.
Vinny's,
Kira's going to get so upset now, because now I'm going to be like, I got to go game. I haven't gamed in like 4 months.
I probably won't be on the night.
Because you're a pussy.
Yeah, because I'm a pussy. But, yeah, you know. I've been playing, not hardcore, but enough.
I haven't fucking played at all, so I'm actually a little stoked to have something to play again.
Being a dad takes away from all fun. But not all fun like that. It's just, I don't play my game anymore. I haven't recorded any music. I haven't done really much.
Done shit with music, bro.
I haven't done anything.
My sister be popping shit out left and right.
She does, man. You know what it is?
She's going to be that mom when... your nephew becomes like blows off, and she's gonna be like, "I'm a singing coach."
I'm a singing coach. Yeah, yeah. I gotta shine,
I'm
baby.
I'm a manager, singing coach.
Uh huh.
And then she's gonna be like, he's gonna be like recording like a number mm-hmm. one hit. She's gonna be like, "Move."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Push him out of the way.
In, like, you're not gonna have your mom on that.
She definitely. That's so funny. I gotta put your password in again.
Did you? I hope you hit record.
No. I didn't hit stop recording at all.
Nah, it's still going.
You're lucky. Yeah. Still going.
I'm a shot, yeah.
Yeah, no. I would never do that again.
I'll stab you in the face with a sign.
That's what a sign guy. I can't do his... I wish I could do his... what's the name?
You know what I kind of want to get?
What?
And I know if they had fucking better games for it. Did we talk about this before? The fucking... I would get the fucking... Even though they're watching me. The new fucking Oculus 3.
Ow, you... You barely play your Oculus 2.
That's because I don't have any good games. I fucking destroyed the only good game they ever fucking had.
But isn't it, like, so that they don't just keep coming out with games? Like,
there's nothing, like, really that, like, when I look at the list, nothing that good, because it's not, no big companies are pumping out games for it.
Yeah.
It's not that big yet, but, like, in another, like, 4 years, dude.
Yeah.
When it feels real, like, real life shit, fuck yeah. Like, that game they just came out with, if it was the fucking, where, like, if you scream, you start over.
It's
like the scariest games.
Gotcha.
I would fucking...
That
would,
sucks.
But it was for the Oculus or something. I'd be fucking all over that shit.
Yo, Oculus. Or whoever makes Oculus.
Facebook.
I'm telling you right now, this dude is probably one of your biggest advertisers. If you get the Oculus 3 out for, like, testing and all that
I'm
stuff...
I'm not promoting shit until they pay my ass.
Well, send him a free Oculus.
Send him a free Oculus,
and he'll promote it. But he will give
Mark
you
Mark Zuckerberg, opinion. You cheap fuck.
Yeah. Mark is like, he'll be like, fight me in the universe, and I'll give you.
Yeah,
he
just
one.
Like fucked his knee up trying to train for a UFC.
I saw that,
like,
dude. He was fighting.
I'm like, this is what happens when nerds try to do combat.
Who
doesn't it fucking mix?
Who was he sparring with? Or not? Who was a sparring trainer? Adesanya or not Adesanya? I forget who it was.
Stylebender. Well, I think he was training. With
was it him?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for him and Tony Stark to fight. What's his name? Twitter boy. X.
Yeah.
My money's on
Mark.
I'm going
to have to drop $60 right now. It's probably like 70, actually.
It's 70.
Wait, update?
Look at him.
Tell me I have to update Call of Duty.
Oh, because did you have to update the new...
This is Modern Warfare 2, though.
It's a new HQ, I think, or something like that. There's just new stuff in there. They made me do it like 3 times.
I don't want to update. I want to buy a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to buy Modern.
But NW3.
Well, I just typed Call of Duty. I look, Call of Duty. And I'm on Warfare 3. Huh. Man, maybe I should have got a hard copy.
They make it so
right
difficult.
Here. Say, look, that says Modern Warfare 3, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the Vault Edition. That's the one that's like $100, right? Or no, maybe
I'm wrong. I get it for free or something? Why does it tell me I have it?
Do you just download it? Or you're updating it?
How would I own it? Cause it,
I don't know. That's weird.
I'm fucking confused.
That's what happened.
Or is this one
for the update? Try that one.
View and Q.
Huh? And you did you?
No, because it didn't ask me, do you want to
purchase? Is there a glitch or something like that? Maybe, you know what? Maybe when you get in the game, it's going to ask you if you want to download
one, yeah,
the campaign, if you
want to
download the...
Yeah.
And it's going to cost money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because the Warzone, this new HQ, everything's on Modern Warfare 3 HQ.
That makes sense. Fuck. That's probably what's going to happen.
Maybe.
It's going to make me install it all, and then it's going to be like, oh, the access this.
Please purchase the... Yeah.
Rats. They made me get excited, like, install a free copy.
But it, or maybe the zombies was free. Maybe the zombie world part is free.
Oh, God. That'd be nice.
If it is, you don't have to buy
the game. It's 1,000% not, though.
Yeah.
1,000% not.
Who knows? Who knows, Vinny? Maybe it might be a glitch today. You know? For this special day.
For my birthday.
For your birthday. I didn't want to say it out loud because I didn't want anyone to, like, you know.
Let's see the white guy card. Let me open this shit up.
Open that bitch up, man.
Let's read it. Would I rather be feared or loved? Easily. Both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me. That is a comment. You're taking that one, this back.
That's you, man.
No, I'm not taking it. You should have brought me like a bag of Sour Sketty.
No. No, I thought about it, and I was like, there's red dye.
I'm afraid of how much
dye.
I want you to have a happy birthday.
There's red dye in some of those, and it's bad for you.
That's fine.
No.
I can't accept this.
I can't accept it back. It's going to stay right there.
No, because I didn't get you anything like
but
that.
But I don't care. You think my friendship is way
I know,
on,
but
on the what
I
we
feel
do
like,
for each other?
I'm like, thanks, Dad. Thanks for this.
No, nah, dude.
This 20
Put
bucks.
This towards Call of Duty and accept it, because I'm not taking
I'm
it
a
back.
You're a grown-ass man.
You are. And we're friends.
All right, fuck you. I'll take the 20.
Thank you, dude. You know how many times you've done stuff for me, like bought me lunch or gotten me something or just done something
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, but that's
where...
different. When you get like an actual cash from another grown ass man, it's like, what are you trying to challenge my manhood?
No.
You want to go outside and fucking fight?
Dude, all right, but go back my mom and dad for treating me, you know, just like, you know, they always said when you get a card, just put something nice in there, you know? That's all. We've always done that. But that's just, from, like I said, from the family to you, man. We only do that for friends. We don't do that for people that aren't friends. If you weren't a friend, you know what you would have got? You would have got a card, and that's it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course, brother.
Thank you, black guy.
You're welcome, white guy. I did put white guy in the card, man. I was like, should I put Vinny or just white guy? Yo, they're getting blown out, man.
Yeah, I know.
This is sad to watch, man. I can't even focus on the podcast right now because I'm just...
Oh, you missed a throw in the back of the end zone. This game's over. Dude. Was it fourth down, too?
Yeah. It was. Look at this.
Their offense is trash, mm-hmm. but like...
Penn State's just like, whatever, dude, let's just give up.
Damn it.
This guy's like, you see that wrist there, bro?
I'm getting laid tonight. Blowy for me.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny, man.
They just got to take a knee, game over.
Yeah. Good job, Michigan. You gotta
I think they're down by nine.
They
There's no way they're fucking...
No, they wouldn't. It would be 23-24, even if they got a touchdown and what, 2-point conversion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would lose.
Yeah, they still lose.
I think that was a 2-point conversion.
Oh, was that? Okay.
Yeah,
that was it right there.
Gotcha.
Pass. Gotcha.
Yeah, because now they're at 15, minute 59 left. Now they're onside kicking. They needed that to be down by.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
If they got that,
they would only be down by a touchdown.
They had nine, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. 8-1, 9-0. This is Michigan.
Game over.
Horrible. Yeah.
Fucking onside kick.
That was horrible. Or in the NFL, a squib kick. No.
Nah, that's when you kick it far.
Is that what a squib? Okay.
Yeah, a squib kick is when you kick it far and it's bouncing.
And it bounces really crazy.
The time used to start ticking
once the ball hits the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like a way to kill the clock.
I don't see them anymore.
And then they like pick it up and run. You do sometimes.
Do you?
barely, but sometimes they'll do
it. I feel like you're right. I mean, maybe
well, they just kick it out of balance. Like, yeah. All right, short.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try to do something.
Sports just changing, man.
Mm. Pussies. Sports, you see that fucking changing video? That poor motherfucker. He was like 24. And he was playing like a European ice hockey.
Did he get his neck?
Like, yeah, cut. Watch it. Just fucking him pretty much bleed out and die on the ice.
Dude.
There's so much fucking blood. I'm like, I couldn't even imagine. Because he gets up and starts skating. You just see it fucking oozing. Yeah. So they had to hit his fucking artery.
Yeah. And did he pass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. I heard about it quickly. And then my ADD just kind of went from there. And I never came back to that. But that's horrible, man. Oh, I didn't think anyone would survive that. But I was like, let me be optimistic and ask. That's horrible. I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing at that.
I'm laughing. Let me be optimistic. The guy's just fucking throat.
I want to hope that he survived. I mean, I don't want to hear like
he just got shot in the fucking face.
Did he die? No,
motherfucker, he got shot in the face.
I know plenty of people who've gotten shot in the face and are still alive.
You know plenty of people.
Two.
Name the two.
John Redfield.
Who the fuck is John Redfield?
One dude who got shot in the face. I don't know.
I'm looking for some
One of my dad's friends from Camden, I believe he got shot.
From Camden.
Yeah, he was in Camden, and I think someone either shot him in the back of the head or in the face, and it went through, and he was fine.
Got shot in the cheek and went through the other cheek, understandable. But I'm saying shot in fucking the whole from cheekbones up is a shot.
You can still survive. You can. You're going to be half brain dead.
Yeah.
And one of your eyes ain't going to work.
You're just going to be like, one day I was. And just start drooling.
That sucks. Benny. Imagine just waking up, like just walking down the street and then waking up one day and you're like, half your fucking face is dead. And you're like, what happened? Gone. And they're like, dude, you got shot in the back of the head, dude.
I'm like, that's pretty cool.
You wouldn't say that. God, man.
How cool do I look at my scars?
I don't know, man. I would have to say, like, man, I better get a crazy disability check.
Something worse than that would be, like, getting burned all over your fucking body. I'd rather get shot. Because you're not feeling it. You're waking up. You're getting burned. You're living through the whole burn.
Yeah.
You're living through the fucking skin growing back. Fuck that.
Nah, I don't want that.
I'd be like, just shoot me in the fucking face, please.
Yeah, I probably would want it quick. I'd want it quick. I'm like, dude.
Fuck now.
I mean,
fuck no. I ain't a burn alive game. Fuck out of here.
Dude, people like us over here trying to make decisions like, man, I'd rather, if I was going to get burned in a house, I'd rather just get shot.
Drowning would suck, too. I thought about this.
Drowning would suck.
Drowning wouldn't suck. The fear of leading up to drowning would be what sucks. Like, if you're, let's just say you crash and you're in the water's filling up, that's going to be the worst part of, like, watching the water fill up and then, like, you taking your last breath. Because right after that happens, all you're going to do is slip into a dream state and then die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And when you go into that dream state, the last thing you're going to remember is whatever that dream is.
That's horrible.
And then you're going
to horrible still, though.
You're going to live, that's all you're going to remember. And then it's going to go black. But I hope that's a happy fucking dream.
I would if I was in the car, I flew with my family, I would have to be like, we'd have to hold hands and I would have to be like, don't focus
you
on me.
You guys start
focus
praying
on me.
Focus
shit.
On
me.
You would start praying, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Let me die in peace and listen to this fucking shit.
Hey man.
I'd be like, hey, I'd grab it, I'd be like, let me in.
I'm like, see you, man.
Let me get one. Mm-hmm. Get a prayer in.
You see me going up and you're going down. I'm like, should have prayed with me, buddy.
I'd be like, oh, no.
Like how it ends when they're going up.
The hole opens up. I'm like, cover.
That would suck, bro. But imagine going down in the ocean and, like, obviously you would go down a certain chart, but, like, imagine you just hit a riff and you go down and you start seeing, like, weird shit before you die.
Mm.
That would be interesting, too. That's the only time you'd be in that situation now.
No one would ever know.
No one would ever know. Damn. You spend some knowledge right now, man. Uh-huh. You spend some facts.
It'd be some crazy shit.
Oh, my God.
Also, did you watch the last episode of Loki?
I did. I was going to ask you about that.
What do you think?
I don't know if this follows the comics, but the fact that he became the one who remains.
It does, I believe.
It does it? I was hoping something different would happen. But
I think that actually was a phenomenal twist.
It was.
And I think it was also, because I read this on an article too, one of the best Marvel redemption stories ever. And I think it also is probably one of the best Marvel shows.
It is.
Slash, you can, like, even if you put movies in the category, like, yeah, Marvel production.
Yeah.
I would say it's, like, top three.
I love the second season. The whole
storyline to the ending was great.
Yeah.
The only thing I would like to see if they brought in something, like more of the hype up Kang.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having with it.
Because, like, technically in the comics, Kang the Conqueror is supposed to be, like, the strongest and most dangerous one. Yeah. And I think acting like he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why they keep dropping hints of, like, oh, this one's gone. Like, they did at the end of Ant-Man, like, when all the variants were together. Yeah. They're like, oh, they got rid of this one. And then at the end of Loki season two, they drop a thing of, like, oh, Earth 616 took care of this variant.
Took care of this variant, yeah.
But I think they're trying to act like he's so dead that, like, he's going to come back, and that's what the whole final fight is going to be. Because supposedly the TVA, the variants don't know that he exists now because of the change.
Okay.
And so supposedly at Deadpool 3 is where they start recruiting all the top heroes from the different universes
okay,
to make one multiverse Avengers team who fight Kang the Conqueror at the end.
That was my only problem, where I was waiting for Kang, and then Loki takes a seat, and I'm like, wait, this is over? This is episode 6? What the f-? No! But it was great.
No, I loved the whole
episode. It left me on the edge of my seat every episode.
Remember when I said a few weeks ago, I'm like, he's going to keep replaying that same cycle again and again until, like, his one variant.
I didn't know what you were talking about at first. And
not to how they did it, but, like, the concept of what they did is what I saw.
How he kept going back.
Yeah,
kept going
and back. Trying to fix it, yeah.
How long is it going to take to become a good engineer like you?
He's like, no, a good multiversal physicist or whatever. Like, centuries.
It could take centuries, decades.
And then it's like one century later.
I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. He came back just smart as shit. I loved it. I just didn't like, I wasn't expecting the ending to end the way it did. And I was just like, I wanted more.
Yeah.
Of course.
You always want more. So that's how you know it's a great show.
That's how you know it's a good show.
Because you want fucking more.
That's why I gave you
a break. Not like Miss Marvel. You're like, I need this to fucking end.
Which was it?
Miss Marvel's.
Did you, the Marvels?
I never finished it. No, Miss Marvel. Like they had the TV show.
Oh, that show, dude.
So bad. I was just talking to my buddy about this. This is the first Marvel movie that I am not excited where I'm like, even though, like, I may not be that excited, it's like the first one where I'm like, I don't need to go see it.
Yeah.
Like, I could give two shits. And I already seen the extra credit scene online. I'm like,
You are now talking about the Marvels.
Yeah, right?
Now,
I think the Miss Marvel actress, like, hey, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, not to trash a fucking kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But fuck you. I think you suck at it. I don't like her. I don't know. She doesn't come off that good to me. Like,
I like the black chick, though.
She doesn't sell me on that part. Black girl's good.
From, well, what's her name? WandaVision. Yeah. She played really good in WandaVision. Yeah.
But also, Captain Marvel, I think, isn't that good of an actor either. I think she was good in the first.
Brie Larson or whatever?
Yeah, I think she was good in her first movie. But her tone and, like, emotions is just one direction.
I know what you mean. Where when she's, like, supposed to be, like, upset or sad, you can't really tell. It's just.
So
now I know exactly what you mean. I'm not going to see that movie. I'll watch it on bootleg with someone standing in front of me before I go.
I'm sure it's gonna flop. Everything's saying it's gonna flop bad.
Yeah,
it'll be on Disney Plus in like a month. I'll watch it on.
Oh yeah. Every review I've seen so far of it
this year coming up, the only Marvel movie that's playing in 2024, I believe, is Deadpool 3. We're not gonna have shit.
Blade's not coming out until 2025, right?
Blade's not coming out. They just found someone to rewrite the script, so it ain't probably coming out for a little bit.
They were saying people were like,
he was ready to walk away because the writer they put in charge wanted him to be like a, not even the main character. They wanted to follow some girl and then him, like, making peer. And I'm like,
get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, where are you finding these fucking stew nods?
Dude, they're too woke. Like, yo, I'm not even.
What they have to do to make this series better, I think if fucking, like, DC went this way over Marvel, DC would start to blow up. If they started making the villains more, like, deadlier and prominent. Yeah. Like, because every Marvel movie is, they fight, they lose the first battle, they fight a second battle, they win normally.
Yeah.
Like, they got to start throwing twists. Not even, like, kill them, but, like...
Loki was a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
but,
that.
Like, like if, let's just say, in Kang the Conqueror, instead of it ending like Kang going deep into, how about like, he doesn't have to kill Ant-Man, but he kills the Wasp or something.
Yeah, something.
And or he beats them so bad to a pulp and then walks through like the door at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I mean? Then it ends like that way. You know what I mean? Something like that. Instead of it's just like, oh yeah, we won.
We won again.
Yeah.
We won. I want to see someone
needs to fuck. The villains need to start becoming more like an actual villain in real life.
Like I want to see the heroes get their ass.
That's why
kicked.
I'm like, so like the new Batman, I loved it because it was like more Batman-y if like it happened in real life.
Yeah.
It was more like, you know, all these crazy gadgets, mm-hmm. just like this dude going out and seeing just smart and beating the shit out of people.
Oh, I love
The Flash movie?
I did love that movie.
No, you're fucking
dude, I'll tell you why. Dumb. Because the Batmans. Only because they use different Batmans. Michael Keaton, I love that. Stupid. I thought that was so dope, bro.
No, it could have been good. Stupid. Whatever, who plays the Flash as a scumbag.
Well, I don't like him.
And
Ezra Miller.
Horrible as a... Like, the Flash doesn't need to be... Like, that's not how the Flash is in the comics. So
no.
I hate it.
No, I just... I like the Batman parts only.
They
want
to do this woke fucking agenda bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The movie was woke as I don't know what.
Yeah.
But...
but, like, if DC went dark and it was like... All right, Aquaman wasn't like that, like CGI bullshit, but was more dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they show Atlantis and it's all like
underwater shit was bad.
Underwater is like, but the buildings are like broken down. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like a real, you know, thriving society.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like, oh shit. Like there's a few of them left. Like,
Marie said the same thing about Aquaman.
It's stupid. Yeah. The whole DC universe is like super animated.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides, like, the first Superman movies, or the Superman movies. I'll say the first Superman movie and the new Batman movie.
You talking about the first Superman with Henry Cavill?
Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even if Marvel went dark, dude, like...
They did.
You know what I mean? Just, like, people dying.
That's what I mean, not that I want, just, like, be realistic.
Well, they're trying to restart the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And they can do it through the multiverse saga. Yeah. So I'm like, but also it's just like kill them off, like show like a strong, like build the hype. That's why the first phase was so good because everything was intertwined and hyped up.
Yeah.
Thanos.
Yeah.
Little bits and pieces of just hyping up Thanos, great. Or like them finding an Infinity Stone that connected, and you knew Thanos was coming.
Yeah.
Like everything was a build up. This they're just like, we'll make a movie here, and it goes. And then the next movie that comes out has nothing to do with the multiverse or Kang or like
I just don't.
They could have hyped up Kang way more, or they could have like the guy in Ant-Man, the Kang variant.
Yeah,
didn't have to be the Conqueror. It could have been like another variant.
Yeah.
So like they could have led into hyping up Kang the Conqueror, or like they should have made Kang the Conqueror in this movie a complete badass where he just demolishes Ant-Man and the Wasp, and you're just like, oh fuck.
Yeah, give us that.
That's how you felt when. The opening scene of Infinity War when the Hulk hits Thanos and Thanos just turns around and beats him to a pulp. Like, right there, my jaw dropped.
We weren't
like,
expecting that.
I was like, this dude's a fuck. It's going to be a bad. Yeah. Like, I was like, dude, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
They don't do anything like that anymore. Fucking joke.
I'll say this. This is a comparison. Not that I care about this movie I'm about to say, but everything's becoming woke. Kind of like how they're making like these Disney movies woke.
I don't even want to get into that bullshit.
I'm just going to say this real quick. That's why I'm not interested in a lot of some of the Marvel movies moving forward because they're making them way too woke. Kind of like they're making Snow White, right? I don't care about Snow White.
I think they got so much backlash on that that I got canceled already.
What?
Like it was such a dumb idea what they were trying to do.
Oh, with the seven creatures?
I was trying to stay away from that.
No, I know, but...
The best woke fucking movie I ever seen and like comment was they made a Netflix film about a Viking... So there's this Viking who literally like ruled everything. He would go to the he was like one of the best warriors, killed everyone, and then like of course Netflix get a hold of it and they turn into a black woman. And I'm just it's the comment on it. It's so
I think
funny.
There were many. I mean I don't know. Maybe there were, but I don't give a shit like for that. Like I hate when they do that.
It's so funny.
Like I hate when they take the original cast of someone and
but
change
then they
it
go
strictly
wrong,
just
and
make...
They're like, why hasn't anyone told the story? I forget all the details, but there was like this one black slave who ended up like somehow like taking over the ship and
freeing. Oh shoot, Viola, I think was Viola Davis in it, or
I'm saying they never made a movie about.
Okay, never. There's a movie that was
and
similar
like
to
this guy like ends up like whatever and then rebel against like slave ships and like leads like some kind of fucking like crazy empire. But you never heard of that. But it's like that's what I'm like. How why when they make a movie like what are they gonna make that guy white?
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, it's just these movies. I'm finding myself less interested in some of these movies because it'll be like, hey, this Irish guy, right? But the Irish guy is not even Irish anymore. Now he's like some Asian guy that has a country accent, and I'm like, what? Yeah. Why are you doing this?
Telling the true story.
Just tell the true story instead of trying to make people happy because they want their color in there and this and that. If you're a white guy and you want to make a story about some white guy, by all means, go ahead. You don't need to put a black person in that story if you don't want to. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, these movies are getting out here.
The agenda.
Okay. Let's just stay out of it. Let's just stay out of it. Get me too heated. But no, man. It's a good Saturday.
No, it is. I'm going to plop on my couch.
Yeah.
Watch the rest of the football game.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat my sandwich that's in the fridge. And I'm going to take a nap, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to get laid.
Very good for a birthday. A little birthday pop.
And then I'm going to bed.
Whoa, is that your cake?
Oh, Gail's bringing me
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was your cake later on. No. The late part.
Gail, best mother-in-law ever.
What kind of cake do you think?
So she makes this, I already know, she makes this carrot cake. And it's so good. So I love it when she first started making it, but I would only eat like the top part.
Yeah.
Because she puts raisins in it. And like that's what you're supposed to do.
I know.
But it's like perfectly moist and sweet at already. And when I eat the raisins, it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too sweet then. So I'm like, if you take the raisins out, it would be the best cake ever.
Yeah.
And she's like, she gets offended. But I'm like, when I started it, I'm like, well, on my birthday, she's like, do you want me to make cake? I'm like, yes. But can you make your carrot cake with no raisins? And she originally was so offended by it. And I'm like, just trust me. I'm like, your cake's perfect. I'm like, the raisins too sweet.
Yeah.
So it's now she'll only do that for me for my
birthday.
That's
perfect, dude. So
I'm like, it's like the perfect cake. And then today, I called her after I bought my fucking turkey.
I love Gail, dude. I love her.
No, she's the best. And I was like, Gail, do you have like a big, like a turkey pan?
Yeah.
So I can like do like, I don't want to use aluminum pan, all the fucking chemicals and shit. And she's like, no, I just have this glass one. I'm like, well, just bring it. When you come over, I'll look at it, see if I can use it. And right before I came down here, I looked at my phone. And I have a text from her. She's like, oh, I'm at Marshall's. I found this turkey pan. I'm going to buy it for you and bring
it
over.
Dude,
but I know for a fact she only went to Marshall's to find one for me.
She probably did, dude. She probably did. She's such an angel.
Oh, I'm like, she's the best.
She's such an angel, man.
She's the best. Great. Best mother-in-law in the world.
Yeah. Dude, I think we both kind of have some good in-laws. Yeah, dude. They just take care of us, man.
We get lucky, man.
Definitely take care of us, man.
I can imagine hating my in-laws. I'd be like, kill them.
Dude, I don't... Like, people that have, like, bad in-laws, it's just like, if I was a problem, I couldn't do it. I'm like, yeah, we got to break up.
Yeah,
I can't do it. You're fucking
in-laws. Imagine then you've got to pick the kids up or something, and you're like, oh, this motherfucker.
They're doing stuff just to spite you, so they're teaching your kids stuff. Yeah.
I would fucking lose my mind. But...
Well, I mean, I figured let you get to your day, man.
Fuck it, man. Then on that note, that's one white guy
and one black guy.